Pardon?
What does he say about nature?
Who?
Baba, what does he say about nature?
Nature is created by God.
Well, what about destroying nature? Is he,
you see, the very act of creating nature implies that the destruction has to take place, and the implication is that the sustenance also has to take place. In the very act of creating is contained the act of sustaining and the act of destroying. They are not three things to look at from our ignorance point of view. It is creation, it is sustaining, sustenance, and it is destruction. But they really do not exist. You see, Baba says it's all an illusion. It's a dream. It does exist, but it's a dream. It's illusion. It is nothing. But not until we get knowledge can we say nothing by virtue of our experience. We say nothing because Baba has said so, we accept it, of course. We do not experience it as nothing.
What does he say about true peace?
What
does he say about...
Have you read any of Baba's books?
Then
you should read the Baba's books. I shall have to say so many things. True peace.
Yeah, what is the way of peace?
It is really not the peace of mind that a man has to finally acquire. It is the freedom from everything. Baba says one has to become free from everything, from every bondage. And what you call about peace is also a bondage. That bondage may be of a gold chain, and another bondage may be of an iron chain. So what you call as peace and mental peace is really very fictitious. It can never be attained at all. It is the freedom from peace or from confusion that one has to attain to. One has to become free from this. Yes?
Can one halfway love Baba and say that one loves Baba, and that even though one doesn't necessarily obey Baba, you know, Baba understands and cares?
Really speaking, if one obeys Baba, one loves Baba, then he must obey and he must lead his own life in the way Baba wishes him to lead. If he is not able to do and still calls himself a Baba, you see, in the field of love, in the field of Baba's work, there is no compulsion. There is no coercion. You see, otherwise it will cease to be love. We have to present things to them. And if a man says that he loves Baba and he doesn't keep his life the way that Baba wants him to do, then he must himself understand whether he is really truthful or honest to himself, or is he a hypocrite. And by our laying stress upon his weaknesses every time, is not going to be of any use at all. It is he who should understand. He should compare the two things and he should understand, because all are intellectual, they are able to understand things. We are not ignorant people. And things are placed before him, it is up to him to choose what he should have. And the life that Baba wishes us to lead, I have been all the time telling, there are only simple three things that man has to really take care of. And the rest of all the things, all the confusion, even if it is created in the mind, should not be taken seriously, and one should really become indifferent to it. But the most important, you see, whether this is a ritual or that is a ritual is really not as important as the life one leads at home. Whether the life every Baba lover leads is a life as wished by Baba or not. Now, how Baba wishes us to lead our life, it is all given in the discourses. One has to wade through and arrive at a conclusion, the life Baba precisely wants us to lead. Probably it will be a long process. So I just put it in three simple statements, the life that Baba wants each one of us to lead. And unless and until we lead our life the way Baba wants us to lead, we have no right to call ourselves as Baba lover, much less the right to do any Baba work at all. Because Baba work really should begin with oneself first. As it is said that charity must begin at home. So Baba's work, if he claims himself to be a Baba lover, his work should first begin with himself. Unless he lives the life, his words is going to carry no weight at all anywhere. So there are only simple three things Baba says. Baba says, you do all the duties of your life faithfully and honestly. But you love me the most. Keep me in my heart as a most precious thing. Love me. This is one thing. Secondly, anything that doesn't belong to me, I should not covet. Anything that I use and possess in my life, I must have a right. I must create a right for it. Otherwise, I have no right to even touch it by even a small finger. I cannot touch anybody's money that legally doesn't belong to me. I should not covet anybody's money. Similarly, I should not covet anybody's woman unless she belongs to me as my own wife. These are the three simple things. And one perfect master has said, Baba many a times had this little couplet recited before him. He said only two things. He did not say even three things. He said two things. If you do these two things, do not covet anybody's money or anybody's woman. If you only do these three things, I guarantee you God realization. If you do not get, I stand as a guarantor. How important. And the most important thing we absolutely neglect and we become so indifferent to it. And small things, whether this is a ritual, whether this is repeated, whether silence should be observed or a lecture should be given, whether one should attend the meeting and how long it should be attended, and some people get tired, and whether meditation should be done or not. These are absolutely very small things. We should not get disturbed over these and fight like children. They are of no importance at all. And the most important thing is our own life.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did Baba ever say anything about astrology?
He will give his own experience about astrology.
Well, Baba never asked us to depend upon astrology or be superstitious about stars and these things. I give you one concrete instance. As some of you know, I was doing business.